We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Welcome to the Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one, and by Allstate, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. Now, here's Chris Plank.
Welcome into another position preview. Today, we look at the offensive line as Toby Rowland sits down with Gabe Eicher.
Who's starting where?
Best guess, and there's a lot of moving parts right now for Bill Beanbo. I will say this. I think there's going to be, right, there's going to be five guys that run out there for the first snap against Tulane, but I kind of view it as a seven-starter situation heading into the season, and whether that's good or bad, that's for you guys to determine, but I think right now my best guess would be Anton Harrison at left tackle, Marquise Hayes at left guard, Andrew Rame at center, Chris Murray at right guard, and Tyrese Robinson at right tackle. And I'll say this about Tyrese Robinson, because I know a lot of people may hear that and go, wait. We are taking a guard and bumping him out to tackle. That's not normally how it goes. And you're right, that's not normally how it goes. But Tyrese took his diet, his strength and conditioning very, very seriously in the offseason. He's leaner. He's moving better than he ever has in Norman. He's an experienced player that knows the system very well. And from what it sounds like, he's played at a very, very high level at right tackle throughout training camp. So they feel good. Now, I think Wanya Morris is a guy that is going to be in the mix. Right now, he was banged up in training camp. That's held him back. Remember, he got a late start in spring ball as well. He was working through some things with Tennessee as well. So he's had some things work against him, but he's definitely a very talented guy that I expect to see on the field as well, T-Row.
Is he one of the seven? You said you consider seven starters.
Yes.
Is Wanya one of, who's the other guy?
I think, and for whatever reason, OU fans give this guy a hard time. I think Eric Swinson is one of those guys. He is just reliable. Like they have no hesitation starting him at either tackle spot or either guard spot. And that's the type of player that is a luxury, because it's rare to go through a season and be able to start the same five offensive linemen every single game. It's just rare with how physical the position is. You know, a guy falls, you know, someone falls into a guy's leg, he's out for a week or two. Like, it, stuff happens along the offensive line. And to have a guy as experienced as Eric Swinson, he's a good player when he's healthy. I mean, he is a solid college offensive lineman when he's healthy. The only problem is, he hasn't been healthy very often, mm-hmm. and he's as healthy as he's been, I think, this season. So if he can hold up, I think he's a guy that's going to be in the offensive line rotation as well. And from what it sounds like, Savion Byrd is coming along.
Wow.
Young tackle is coming along. So we'll see. But I would expect Bill to play up to 9, maybe even 10 guys along the offensive line at some point this season.
I think everyone expected Andrew Raheem to eventually win the starting job at center. It appears he likely has. Do you get a sense of how comfortable they are, Bill Biedenboe is, with where he is right now in comparison to Creed and the ability to recognize defenses and everything you had to know as a center?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And you're not going to know how well he knows the system until he gets into the game, right? Because the pressure's just different. I mean, it's not practice. It's not a training camp scrimmage. It's a game that actually matters. They feel great about where Andrew Raheem is physically, right? When it comes to blocking people, they really, really like where he's at. So that's very important, as you know, Toby. Mm-hmm. But the mental component of things, like Bill Biedenboe, I don't know this for a fact, but he puts more mental strain on his center than the vast majority of offensive line coaches around the country. Like, you have to know your stuff inside and out to play center for Bill. And I think Andrew Raheem is processing the system at a very high level right now. And along with his high level of play at the position, they feel really good about where he's at in his development as a center, because he's never been a center. And it's there's not much natural about playing the position. And it's obviously if the snap the football, but it's harder to see, right? Because you're down in your stance, you got your hand on the ball, but it sounds like he has picked up all the nuances of the position. Now you're constantly learning, and he's gonna learn the more games he plays, the experience he gets. You know, playing in live action, that'll come. But one encouraging thing that I've heard, Toby, that Raheem being able to carry the burden of getting everyone in the right place and making all the line calls and making sure all these guys are on the same page, that has allowed that to go off of Chris Murray's plate. Remember, those were the two mm-hmm. guys going at it for the center position. Well, Chris Murray, he had some struggles with that responsibility. He just did. And they felt like it was holding back his level of play in spring ball. They have plugged him in at right guard, and I have been told that he is mauling people with having to think less and just being able to go out there and play, right? He's there at guard now. Raheem makes the call, and Murray has been playing at a very, very high level leading up to this season. I made, one of my bold predictions the other night on the podcast, Toby, was that Chris Murray's going to be an all Big 12 player at guard. I think that's my boldest prediction for any player this season. And people were like, wait, what? I mean, he's going to play. I was like, yes, he's going to play, and he's going to play well. So I'm excited for the interior of the offensive line. When you look at Hayes, Raheem, Murray, as long as those three guys can communicate and get everyone on the same page, right? Because It's not just the center, right? You can talk. It's not against the law for the other linemen to tell the center what they're seeing. I think the interior of the offensive line could be just fine.
Explain Chris Murray to me, because when you just look at heights and weights, you know, they're 6'5", 6'7", 6'6", 6'4", across the, Chris Murray runs out there, it looks like he's in the wrong position group, right? He's like 6'1", or something like that. So what is it that he does so well?
I just think they love his attitude, man. And you mentioned the height and weight, and you can ask any tall lineman. Like, I'd much rather play against a 6'4 defensive lineman than a 6 foot defensive lineman. And I know you're like, wait, that's only 4 inches. But, dude, you talk about center of gravity, leverage. That's what Chris Murray has. He's really strong. And, I mean, it's a classic Beaten Bow lineman. Now, he's not a massive human being like the guy's build typically puts out there. But he is just mean, man. I mean, he's mean. You go out there, like, he's finishing guy. He's one of those guys that he's going to play through the whistle. He plays with an attitude.
Going to get a couple of personal foul penalties along the way.
He's going to flirt with some personal foul penalties. Like, that's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of physicality
I love it.
He plays with. And the great thing about Beaten Bow, and I always tell the story because, you know, it just shows, like, my senior year, we were going to start a walk-on at left tackle until some stuff unfortunately happened off the field for him. Like, he did not care. Like, it doesn't matter how tall you are, how heavy you are. It's about how you play, man. How you play snap in and snap out. Like, what consistency do you bring? What attitude do you bring to the field? He doesn't care how many stars you have. Like, he doesn't. He does not care that Chris Murray came from UCLA. It's all about how you play for that man. And from what it sounds like, Toby, Chris Murray is playing with an attitude. He's playing at a really high level. And he's battling day in and day out with arguably the best defensive line in the entire country.
And
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Wrap up this position preview with Bill Beanbow's meeting with the media.
Competition going early in camp. What's that doing for you? I mean, are you getting anxious to try to just get down to a 7-8, or how are you handling all that?
You know, not right now. And, you know, we've only had 4 practices, you know, 2 days in pads. So, I do, again, it's 4 practices, so take it for what it's worth. I mean, we've got 20, 21 more, but I do. I do. I think we've got really good competition across the board. The mentality is much improved. The consistency is much improved. Feel good about where we are right now today, but it's got to continue. And they have from the first day to right now. I mean, I'm saying across the board, each individual. Freshmen, guys that have been here for a long time have improved every day. And I'm excited right now if it continues on this trajectory that it's been on. So, but it's a constant everyday thing. It's like I talked to him today after practice. You can, you know, no matter if it's good or bad, you can't get complacent. If you had your best practice you've ever had, you can't get complacent. There's always room to improve and get better. And for us to be the best offensive line in the country, we got to continue to get better every day. And we have up to this point. Now we got 21 more practices you know, before the first game. So, but I feel good about the guys. I like their mentality. I like how they're working. They're playing physical. They're playing hard. Got to continue to play a little bit smarter. Not that we're playing dumb right now, but got to continue to play smart. So I feel as good as I can 4 days into a camp.
Bill, are there any guys that you know for sure Marquise is going to start here or so-and-so is going to be here? Or is everything sort of open?
You know, we really don't, you know, and, you know, do I have an idea because of guys with experience? Yeah, you think you do. But again, we've got some young guys that are really improving at a fast rate, which means the guys that may have played or may have started have got to keep raising their game, you know. So, and I think that's what's happening. I think everybody sees, you know, the depth, the competition that we have. I think, and I talked to those guys about it, we have seven guys right now that have started in a college football game, whether it's here or somewhere else. We have eight that have played, you know, played or started, and then we have 10 that have played, you know, we just did all the reps that have had quite a few reps. So there's competition out there, and you got to do it every single day. And again, I really – and all our problems ever are mentality, how we approach every day. You know, and obviously I've got to do a better job when that comes up is an issue, but the talent's there. The ability's there. And every guy in that room has the ability to start and win games for us. But it's got to be every day, and that's the mentality you have to take. You can't have a great day and say, oh, okay, I've arrived. Because really at any position, but especially offensive line, you never arrive. All right? It's a constant grind of continuing to get better.
Andrew at center compared to where he was in spring?
You know, much more. Really like what he's doing right now. Again, look, everybody take this for what it's 4 days in. You know what I mean? I mean, we've had four practices and two in pads. But what I've seen of him up to this point, very, very impressive.
Bill, when you have newcomers coming in, what's the biggest, or transfers, I guess, what's the biggest challenge for them to adapt to what you're teaching them?
That's a great question, and you can ask them, but the biggest thing I see, and whether it's right or wrong, I teach the total – obviously, you got to focus on your position, but I teach the total concept of the play. They got to understand formations. They got to understand defenses. They have to understand coverages. They have to understand all those things because when you do – now, it's hard. It's not easy. All right, that's why it takes some guys a little bit, even a talented guy, maybe take him a little bit longer to start here because there's so much to go into it. It's not line up and block that guy right there. You got to understand the formation we're in, the defense you're in, they're in, the play that we have, where it's designed to go, and how things are going to fit. So it is a little bit tougher. I would say that is probably the toughest thing for them to do and understand because a lot of these guys haven't done those things before. It's just, hey, this is the play. This is what you're doing. And again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I don't know how you play football like that. You got to have an understanding. But with that being said, it does take a little bit longer. Everything. I mean, really. And I'll say that a lot and probably shouldn't say it. Don't print it, but I know I'm just messing with you. But, I mean, really, he's got every tool. He's got every trait to be an elite center. I mean, he's got the size, the athleticism, the smarts. I mean, he's really, really working at it. And that's the biggest thing, and it goes back to mentality. Like I try to preach all the time and get across to him. Your mentality and how you approach every single day is the most important thing. You know, they're all talented. They're here for a reason. You know, we recruited them here for a reason. Now, what's the mentality that you have every day? Are you complacent? Are you lazy? Are you content with being just good? Are you going to work to be elite, to be the best? And that's what he's done up to this point, and it's showing on the field. And I think, you know, every guy in there has. I really do. You know, now some guys got to continue to do it at a higher level, but I can see from the spring to right now, it's showing up on tape that they're doing the things that it takes outside of here. And I've told you guys this numerous times. I mean, we get a limited amount of time with them, you know. And if they just do what they're, you know, what we are requiring them to do here, they'll never be an elite player. We can win the Big 12, all right, but we're not going to get to where we need to get or where we want to get by doing just the bare minimum. So across the board, and especially him, he's doing it. He has to. He's a center. He's got to call every play. He's got to get everybody going. you know, in the right direction.
You've had to replace a center quite a while. How are those other guys? Seems like you got a lot of options in addition to Andrew. How's the whole crew looking?
You know, again, it's 4 days, you know, so, but I feel good about all of them. You know, you got Andrew right now. You got Conjul, who Conjul is, and he was good in the spring, but he is way, way ahead of where we ended the spring. His body's better. He's stronger. He understands the system better, so he's doing a heck of a job. Then you got Ian McIver, who's played a bunch around, or played, I think he's played 300 snaps. I got that in there, but he's played quite a bit around here. Nate Anderson, for a freshman, is doing a heck of a job. He's had his best four practices since he's been here, you know, so, and then Chris is just doing it. Chris Murray's doing it on and off right now. You know, he's playing at guard for us right now. We'll get him some more reps at center. I've gotten him some in walkthroughs and in drills and all those things. So, we've got good options, you know, we've got really good options. So, it's tough. You know, you have a guy like Creed that you don't ever worry about it, and then it's finding the right guy. But, you know, I think Rame has a lot of the same qualities that Creed had, you know, coming in. Probably not as strong as he was coming in, but he's a really smart kid. And that's the most important thing at that position, is being smart. Obviously, you got to have the size and be a good player and all those things. But being smart enough to, you know, understand the offense, understand the blocking schemes, and get everybody going in the right direction. Yeah, again, 4 days in. I know I've said that a bunch, so. But, yeah, really impressive. I mean, way, way ahead of what I even anticipated. He is a big, strong, athletic guy, man. He's got a strike. He's got powerful hands. He's a smart kid. He is working extremely hard. Now, that being said, is he going to play the first game? Is he going to play the fifth game? Is he going to play the 12th game? Is he going to redshirt? I don't know right now. But he's ahead of where I even – I thought he'd be a really good player, but he is ahead of where I even thought he would be coming into this season – or coming into this fall camp.
Bill was curious about Wanya Morris. Saw him a little bit in the spring. Just how's that transition been for him so far?
It's good. It's good. He's getting better. You know, he's getting better. He's doing good things. Again, like somebody had asked before, the transition coming from a different – it's just learning, you know what I mean? And he's doing a good job. Again, he's a big guy. He's played a bunch. You know, he's started a bunch of games, been a good player. But it's competition, you know what I mean? And I think we got him, Anton, you know, you got Swenson, you got Tyrese, you got Savion now. So we got and Parks, Aaron Parks is coming on. You know, now, again, what's he going to do the rest of the time? I don't know. But I think we do finally have some competition. Again, it's got to continue to progress. But there's a bunch of guys competing to be starters.
Do you have left or right tackles, or are they versatile and can play both?
Yeah, you know, hopefully they can play both. But, you know, right now it's left. You know, we're staying left and right. You know, we haven't had to move a guys. I moved a few guys today just to see some things. But ultimately, you got to get comfortable, especially a young guy. You know, the set's totally different. Your footwork's totally different. As easy as it may seem on the outside, hey, just move this guy over to the right side, everything's different. Your dominant leg's different. You know, your stance is different, so everything's different. So we try to keep it left and right. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be that – or, excuse me, a guy playing left or playing right. And I do think we have enough depth right now to do that, right now, today. Now, again, will that change to where we got to play guys on both sides? It may at some point.
Can you give us an idea who's kind of playing which sides?
Anton right now is left. Wanye's left. Savion's left. Swenson, Tyrese, and who else? Parks is on the right. And Tyrese is playing guard, too.
Got to ask you about that. When you have a guy like Tyrese who's playing some tackles and guard, you talked about Chris playing center some guard. Do guys get attached to one position and want to play that, or do, in your experience, do most guys not mind moving?
That's a great question. Most guys don't. They may want to play a certain position, you know what I mean, and feel comfortable. But if you put it to them like this, look, you can be. I can play you at guard if you really want to play guard. You're going to be the backup guard, or you could be the starting center. You know what I mean? or vice, however it is. You know what I mean? I said, hell, I'll play you guard. You're going to be the backup then. You know what I mean? If you don't want to play center. So most guys will do it. You know, yeah, and it's like anything. They may feel a little bit more comfortable, but with the reps and the time, you know, they'll be fine.
You've had a couple of guys that have played guard, tackle, multiple, like a Cody Ford, Tyrese. What is it that differentiates them from the rest of the guys that are strictly interior guys and outside guys in your system?
Well, you know, our tackles are generally, and we're not the traditional, and I used to be, hey, I need a 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", guy because of long arms. I really got away with that with Cody Ford and Bobby Evans. You know, when Cody Ford came here, I never imagined he'd be a tackle. Really didn't. Recruited him out of high school when he came here, all those things. Obviously, he was the same situation. He probably would have been more comfortable at guard, but was going to have a chance to start at tackle. What differentiates it? You're just probably – you got to be a little bit more athletic on the edge. Tyrese is an athletic guy, but he's played a bunch of guard, and he's doing a heck of a job right now. His body's in the best place that it's ever been. I think he's at about 315-ish, 316-ish, so he's doing a heck of a job right now. He's moving well. Looks really good out there, so he's got to continue to keep going.
Coach, you've been real positive today, saying like everybody could be a starter. I know it's 4 days in, and every year is different, but comparing to previous seasons, do you ever recall feeling this good about your group this early in camp?
What, you say, I'm not a positive guy?
I don't want to answer that question.
Yeah. That's hard to say. Probably in 2008, and again, look, I'm not saying it's going to be like that, okay? That's probably the last time that I felt like this, and again, it's 4 days in, okay? But, you know, it is. If you guys are at practice, I'm not yelling and doing all that a bunch because they're doing what the hell they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? And they're doing what we need them to do. So, yeah, do I feel good right now? Heck, yeah, I do. Now, can we come in here tomorrow and I'll be more negative? Maybe. You know what I'm saying? But right now, today, yeah.
To the untrained guy being out there practice today, it looks like the defensive guys, they just look bigger, maybe stronger than they have in the past. Do you get the sense as the O-line coach that there are some dudes over there now, maybe in a way that there didn't used to be? Do you get that impression?
I do, which is making us better. I mean, it's a battle every play for whatever it is, 10 to 15 guys. You know, the second guy comes in, the third guy comes in, which I love because that is making us better. We have got to battle and compete every single play. You know, so, yeah, there's no doubt. In my time here, it's as deep, you know, and you got to talk to the defensive guys about what they think, but it's as deep as I've seen it and as talented and as big and as athletic and as challenging as I've seen since I've been here.
You brought up Anton earlier, and you talked about guys, younger guys that are making that jump. Is he a guy, obviously he played quite good last year and started, but is he the guy that you've seen just make a big jump in freshman?
I think so, more in mentality. He's got to continue to keep his weight on. I think he's a little too light right now. And the strength coaches and the nutritionists are doing a great job with that. He's got to focus on that more. He's kind of like Drew Samia. You know, Drew Samia wanted to eat all really good food and all that, and his body, you know, and all that stuff. And I get it. I probably should do it, but I mean, you know, you're an offensive lineman. Yeah, you don't want to be sloppy, but he's such a good athlete. You know what I mean? That he got to have that extra mass and that extra strength. You know, he's very, and again, I'm not saying never, it's going to be hard to beat him around the edge. So he's got to gain the mass and the strength to be able to shut down rushes that are coming through him, all right? He's going to get in a position to do it, but now he's got to continue to keep that weight up. And I know it's not easy right now for him, you know, being out there in that heat and all that, but he's got to do the things outside of here to keep that up. But, yeah, he's made a big jump. I think he's going to be a great player for us.
Bill, Marcus Hicks has moved over to your side. What are your early impressions of him?
Yeah, like him. Smart kid, really talented. He actually, and I told him this, and I told his dad this, I thought coming out of high school, I know we recruited him as a D lineman, but I would have recruited him as an O lineman, I would have recruited the kid out of high school as an O-lineman watching his tape. You know, he's a big kid, athletic, was a wrestler, you know, so he's got good balance. Obviously, now it's just learning the techniques, but I've been really impressed with what he's done up to this point. I think he's got a chance to be a really good player. Again, I'm not saying it's going to happen right now, today, this year, whatever, but, you know, I do like what he's doing.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast, The Game Plan, and the Lincoln Riley Press Conference coming up later today. Have a great Tuesday, and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one, and by Allstate, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.